With us on the air this morning from the Duluth office of the National Weather Service is Greg Frosing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's been rainy, Greg. has the drought index changed any?
Well, we'll find out for sure on Thursday when the next official drought monitor is issued. But this should pretty much take care of whatever drought we have left, because some areas have received, you know, over 7 inches of rain in the last week.
Yes, I talked to my daughter who lives in East Central Minnesota, and yes, they did have over 7 inches down there. But that's a lot of rain. Is that normal for this time of year?
No, it's definitely not normal for this time of the year, at least not those high totals. Definitely, we do see rain, typically on the order of about an inch per week. But, you know, the amounts that we've been seeing over the last 7 days have been, you know, much above what we typically see.
Well, as I recall, it was a couple of years ago that we had one of those gully washers here in Grand Marais, took out some of the campsites in our recreation park. So it happens, but not frequently.
Right.
What about the heat? Now, we haven't been having a lot of heat up here, but in the Twin Cities, I don't know whether they've been record-breaking or not, but it seems awfully warm.
Yeah, the Twin Cities, unfortunately, you know, even though they had some heat indices issues yesterday, they're going to see some relief today. The cold front has moved through them earlier this morning, so they're going to see a westerly breeze today, and temperatures are going to be much cooler.
Well, what's the forecast look like for us for the next few days?
Well, we've got another round of showers and thunderstorms expected later this afternoon, unfortunately. So that will bring, you know, more opportunities for rainfall. Hopefully the amounts won't be as astronomical as they have been over the last week or so. But anyway, we'll still see some lingering showers into this evening, and another opportunity for some more rain tomorrow. It will be, you know, not quite as widespread. It'll be more isolated to scattered in nature tomorrow. And then it looks like we're going to settle into a dry pattern beginning on Wednesday and lasting through the weekend.
So that means we can get in our gardens.
Yes.
Okay. We've been speaking with Greg Frosing. He is with the National Weather Service meteorologist down in Duluth. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.